This episode is brought to you by BetUS. Click on the link down below to receive 125% bonus in
on your first deposit.
On your first deposit.
On your first deposit.
125%?
Yeah. On your first
deposit. It's crazy, right?
And they have
it's actually crazy.
They have the fastest cash out. Welcome back to Check the Stats, everyone. I'm your host, Hamza, along with Harry.
What's up?
T-Rain and Dodge on the other side.
What's good?
Before we start this episode, I have to take the sweater off.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Encara Messi.
Yes, sir. We did it today.
Wow.
Penalties, yo. What the fuck?
What is a, what is a Ronaldo fan? Crazy game. You know?
Thank you.
Hey,
thank
I respect.
Okay,
I respect.
Okay. Shout out Neymar. You know, it was bad.
Yeah. Shout
sad.
Out Neymar.
But like...
It like, says, shout out so Neymar. Long, I see you lost. Sorry about that, buddy.
I was really rooting for Neymar, but, you know.
That was the worst shout out you can put out ever.
My condolences,
Neymar. That's more like it. That's terrible. More like I like that.
You think he's going to play in another World Cup?
Nah.
He can't. He's
still said,
young.
He said himself, this probably is my last one.
Yeah.
And, like, he's not that kind of guy who's, like,
yeah,
Ronaldo
he's not,
or Messi. He's not going to. Yeah. Goal for longevity, like he's not a gym rat.
He's there for a good time, not a long time.
He's a partier, man. He's a Brazilian. Like
the focus is not on him. There's a lot of stars on that.
Even if he gets to the next World Cup, he won't be in his prime. Yeah. Like
how old is he? Like 30?
He's 30, 31 ish.
34.
It'll be hard for him to be in his prime at 34 because he's a skiller. So I mean, every year you lose a step getting injured that much and getting fouled that much.
Yeah.
Let's get
A little shout out to the World Cup and everything that happened today because it's been a great quarterfinals. But let's get into week that, especially that. Let's get into week 14 of the NFL, starting with...
Yes, sir.
Who are we starting with?
Bills, Jets?
We could quickly go over the Thursday night game.
You sure?
Oh, yeah.
Quick little Raiders-Rams game.
Good game.
Was it a good game?
Was it?
It was not a good
game. Maybe not throughout, but like the ending was fun to watch.
From a neutrals perspective, like we all are neutrals.
Let's address something. Saints-Bucks.
Bucks.
Same thing, 16-3.
That's last week.
No, 16-3. No, I'm not saying
that.
Saints Bucks, 16-3. Uh-huh. Same thing happened here.
Same exact
conspiracy, you know? Like, what's
technically,
happening there,
what was it? The NFL is the entertainment business, not sports. So they can fix.
They are legally
allowed to fix games.
But I mean, for years now, like people have been saying that, like, there's no way like half of this shit happens in these games. Like, it just seems so scripted. Like. You know, I mean, sometimes I believe it, but I mean, what could he do, right?
That last drive.
Still gonna root for your team.
That last drive in that game,
I think the longest touchdown. I don't remember the exact stat, but it was like one of the longest touchdowns
98 yards.
Ever scored in like under like 2 minutes.
I believe it. But that kick they had right before, it was amazing. It just kept rolling. I think it was on the 2 yard line for sure. It was.
I don't know how the Raiders managed to choke. How many 13 point leads this year?
Whatever it is, bro.
It's insane.
Raiders are it's not insane. Like
they're not.
They're just not it right now, bro. They've
coaching, bro. It's coaching.
They fumbled the bag so many times this week, like
this year,
season.
In the past 10 years,
it's just like no, dude. Mm-hmm. And
it's sad to see a team like that.
Yeah.
Be this kind of bad.
But that was a pretty boring game up until the last. Quarter, I would say, and then we saw Baker Mayfield,
bro, 24 hours in the facility,
pretty much. Yeah, 24, 48 hours, pretty much.
You saw him headbutt.
I don't know.
That was crazy, bro.
I don't know.
I don't know.
The coach in the back pushed him a little bit. He got so scared, man.
What's it called? I just blanked. I'm about to say about Sean McVay.
What did he say about Sean McVay?
So Baker, like anybody who's watching the game, you were just like. How does Baker look like this comfortable and he's doing all these like hand signs? Like, he's doing this like being in the building for like a day or two. How does he already know all the like, offense and shit? Like,
must have been prepping.
He's had four different offensive coordinators and then a fifth different coordinator in Carolina, like in his career. So he's been through a lot of different systems, a lot of different guys. So,
but his IQ is up there.
That's very respectable that, you know, he can go in and learn it that quick and, you know, be effective that quick, too. Like
the hand signs had me shook.
Yeah, the fact that he could have had all those signs and then thrown a pick or got a fumble or turned it over and we'd have been like, all right, you know, it's whatever. Like, the Rams suck and, like, you know, like, who was he throwing to? But
Yeah, the chemistry is not there yet.
The fact that he managed to do that, you know, it's. I didn't think he had it in him. I didn't think he had it in him.
Yeah. I'll say the same thing, but I think what really brought him down was not him, but the chemistry with his receivers. Because not every ball was like overly thrown or something like that, but it was just outside the hands of
the last few throws in that drive, like the over the top to Jefferson for the touchdown, and like a few other ones like on out routes and stuff. Like those are timing throws, and I don't know how he's doing that with receivers he's literally never thrown to, like not even in practice, not on Pro Bowls, nothing. So
that's a good quarterback.
Just shows his knowledge to some extent.
I think he gained respect from around the league.
For sure.
100%. A little bit of the respect that he lost in the past few years. Mm-hmm. So good for him, right? Good for them. But basically, both those teams are out of playoff contention. So fun game to watch towards the end. That's about it. Let's move on to a real game this week. The Jets versus the Bills.
Big matchup. Sauce Gardner has really... I don't want to say surprised me because I didn't know what to expect from him, but every single game he's gone, he has great highlights.
He played well last week too against Justin Jefferson.
No,
they couldn't get the win, but I mean, you know, he did his part. He's still a rookie. You got to keep that in mind
for sure.
What do you guys think about this game?
Von Miller's out.
Who are we taking? The Bills are favored by 9.5, and I think they're playing at Buffalo.
Yeah, they're playing at Buffalo.
What do we think?
Offense-wise, Bills are better.
They're ranked higher in every.
Right. Yeah. But defensive-wise, Jets have something going on there.
Yep.
So I think that's going to be a good, you know, battle right there.
Just our fourth in defense, just saying that.
They're both allowing around the same amount of points. Like the Bills are allowing around 17.5 and the Jets are allowing 18.5. So pretty similar defenses in ranking-wise.
I think Bills are going to take this one. But I think it's gonna be low scoring, actually.
I don't understand how the line is at 9.5. That's a lot for a division game, first of all.
I don't know, bro.
For like a defensive minded team like the Jets, second of all. And the Jets have been on a roll this season. I don't know how 9.5 is fair.
I mean, beat them.
That would probably be my pick of the week.
Sauce.
My BetUS pick of the week would probably be take the points this game because. I definitely think it'll be a way closer game than Vegas suggests.
I mean, it's a divisional game. Anything happened. They won by 3 points last time.
Last time they played, right? That's where, like, I was like, what the
That was one of the first statement wins for the Jets was beating the Bills earlier on.
But
The Bills are definitely going to be coming with vengeance, 100%.
I think they're just inconsistent in the red zone. And I think the Bills' defense can kind of stop them there. And then, but I mean, this is a great season for the Jets ever since. Mm-hmm. Since like maybe 2011, they won 7 of their 12 first games.
They're very motivated too. Good chemistry.
Their offense is ranked terrible.
Young team.
If Breece Hall was still there, man.
If he was not injured, they'd have a good chance.
And they beat the Bills early on in 2017 before the Bills went on their winning game streak.
And now they're under the guidance of Mike White, not Zach Wilson.
Yes. So.
I mean, I like Mike White. He's like a typical pocket quarterback. He's big.
He's not turning it over like that.
6'3", 6'4"
He's
big guy, big arm.
Protecting the ball. What else could you need?
Yeah. What was it last year that threw 400 receptions when they lost 45-17?
The Jets?
Yeah. Who's their quarterback?
Some bum.
Yeah. Mark Sanchez or some shit?
I think someone, but it's been a year since that.
That's way too late.
Yeah, it's going to be different.
I don't know. But
I think we're all taking the Bills here.
Are we taking
the Jets?
I'm going to take the Jets.
Wow.
I think the Jets could sweep.
Okay.
Well, I mean, the Bills are not invincible. And
they're
I've
not,
seen
yeah.
that a no, lot that's of, true. I've seen that a lot of times this year. It's like the Bills early on in the year were one of my favorites to go all the way. And I was like, if you look in the early episodes this season, I was like, just Josh Allen's year. MVP year. He was having it too until he had those few games, like a few weeks ago where he was slipping. He threw, I think, like 4 or 5 red zone interceptions. And I was just like, and those are the kind of things that derail an MVP season, right? Like those games where you mess up in the clutch. But I don't know. I don't think it's going to be an easy game, and I think it'll go either way. So I'm to the Jets. Wow. You guys all going Bills?
Big on Jets.
I'm
going to
go Bills, bro. Wow.
Everybody Bills?
I'm going to go Bills.
As long as his line gives him a little bit of time, right? Oh, that rhymed.
Oh, wow.
Because last time they played, they hit 5 sacks, some shit like that.
I'm not sure.
I don't want to say no quarterback because you have some great scramblers, but it's so hard to be a passing team when your quarterback doesn't have time to throw it.
Yeah. You can't do anything if you don't have
your receivers don't have time to get downfield. You have nothing.
Everything is charged with the line, right? So
I think it's gonna be a really low scoring game though.
Low scoring?
I think it's gonna be low scoring.
I can see it happening. A lot especially of if weather has an impact.
I think it's gonna be a lot of running.
We don't know.
I feel like Bill's about to blow them out.
It's about to be like a I think it's gonna be like a 6-10 game to me. I that's what I think.
That's very interesting.
Interesting.
Extremely.
All right, let's move on to the next game. Browns versus the Bengals. Another division matchup.
Here we go.
What do we see happening here, boys?
Garrett Miles gonna rail. Actually, pause. Ooh.
Miles.
Miles.
Oh, fuck.
Garrett Miles.
I feel like he's gonna come for Joe Burrow yet again. You know, Joe Burrow is 0-4 against the Browns.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say that.
Or 0-3. 0-3, 0-4.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
I don't know why and how the Browns have Burrow's number, but
bro, the Browns dominated last time too. Yeah, 32-13.
Yeah,
that was.
I think this is the game. This is the game Burrow has to win because
100%.
Like Burrow is 3-0 against the Chiefs, but he can't like he's 0-4 against the Browns. Like that doesn't make it has to equal out at some point, right? So I'm taking Cincinnati.
They improved their pass rush, but I don't know. I mean, again,
Deshaun Watson is back. Mr. Allegations.
Yep.
He played okay his first game. Nothing special.
Nothing special.
But I'm taking the Bengals. I don't have much else to say.
I mean,
I don't want to take Mr. Allegations, but I don't know, man. The Browns.
He's been targeting Amari Cooper. If they can get the run.
Amari Cooper was questionable.
I know, but he's been like diamond to him.
Yeah. He's been doing. I don't know. Amari Cooper's been picking it up over the last few weeks too.
For sure.
Because Deshaun is only looking towards him. 43% of the targets is going to...
The Browns' injury report is like double the size of the Bengals' injury report right now. Clowney did not practice. Amari Cooper did not practice. But it says rest.
Yeah.
So you never know. It says Myles Garrett didn't practice. Could be rest. You
never know. They can switch that shit like right before the game.
I think Joe Mixon is still out with a concussion.
Yeah, that's
for the Bengals.
One. That's a big one.
Von Bell and Jesse Bates, their safeties are still a little bit limited. So
Mixon practiced, I think.
It's going to be an interesting game. Maybe he practiced, but you don't know if he's going to play straight off a concussion. Yeah. But we'll see. We'll see. So I'm taking Bengals. Who you guys got?
I'm going to take... I don't know. It's tough, man.
I'm going to go with...
The last... Browns. Their last five matchups is Browns all winning them. But yeah, I mean, this would be the game. Just like you said, this would be the game.
Bound to win one. Like it doesn't happen very often that you just keep beating a team in the NFL like that.
Let's go. I took Burrow last week against the Chiefs, so I'm taking them again.
Right. I'm taking the Browns. Taking the Browns. Bengals are overrated.
Wow. Again?
Yeah.
How are Bengals overrated?
I thought they were going to get blown out last week.
Burrow is overrated.
Really?
Bengals are overrated.
Wow.
Joe Mixon's. He's good.
You're going to say Joe Mixon is good, but Joe Burrow's overrated.
Joe Burrow's overrated.
So where do you rate him then?
What?
Where do you rate him in?
Like, what do you mean?
If you had to rank five quarterbacks in the league right now, like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
No, it does matter the order.
Okay.
What's the top five quarterbacks right now?
I can't say off the top of my head, but...
Patty Mahomes.
He's
number
one.
Top five.
Okay. I'll put Hurts over him, bro.
Huh?
I'm putting Hurts over him.
He's top four. Hurts is top four.
I'm putting Hurts over him.
Hurts is top four.
Okay.
You don't think Hurts is top five? Okay. I think Hurts top five.
Okay, not Mahomes, in order.
Let's say Mahomes. Okay, not order.
Not
Mahomes,
order, but I know
Mahomes,
like...
Mahomes, Allen.
Herbert, Hurts.
And Burrow.
Tua.
Oh, I'll put Tua.
Over Joe
Tua.
Burrow?
I'll put Tua.
I could say, come on. You could argue Tua over Joe Burrow.
I don't think you can, guys. Burrow made it to a Super Bowl last year, and you guys are sitting here
this
telling
season.
Me he's overrated.
Talk about this season.
I'm not saying overrated, overall. But top five. You don't think Tua
is
done? Bro,
you think Tua
without Tua,
top
how many
five,
games has that
think
team
Tua
won?
Tua is a top five quarterback.
How many games has that team won
you
without
think
him?
Tua is a top five quarterback this year?
I think so. Bro, the way he's playing.
Guys, if you were the GM, if you were the GM of a team and you could pick any quarterback in the league to have for the next 5 to 10 years, you're picking Mahomes, you're picking Allen, you're picking Herbert. That's three. Solid, done right away.
Mm-hmm.
Every other GM in the league will take Burrow right there. They might even take Burrow over Herbert.
Close.
They might take Burrow over Herbert. And the fifth
I
guy.
I can see that. No, I can see that because he has a lot of
the
talent.
The fifth guy, is it Jalen Hurts? Mm-mm. I don't think so.
It's definitely
it might be, but you could also throw Lamar in there. Lamar could be that fifth guy.
I'm putting Hurts and Lamar over him.
That's insane. I don't know if I agree with that. Viewers, y'all going to have to let us know. Because I don't know if I agree with that.
I know.
You taking the Browns? You didn't say.
I said Browns.
All right, okay.
Yeah, Browns. Right, Browns so for me too.
We're split. We'll see how that game goes. Next game, another division matchup, of course. Good matchup. Vikings versus the Lions. What do we see happening here? Lions are favored by 2.5 somehow. At home.
I don't know.
That's kind of crazy.
Bookmakers are doing something.
It's because Vikings have always been not favorited every single game. Like, they'll be favored by a little bit, and then most of the time they're not favorited. So,
but the Vikings have won 4 of the last 5 matchups.
If they win this, they clinch the NFC spot. So I feel like they'd be motivated to win.
Could be a trap game.
But I also feel like Detroit is on a... They're a little pushing right
Detroit
now.
Detroit is very good at home. Like, Jared Goff at home, if you look at his stats, it's insane the difference between his home and away, like, stats and record. Something about playing in the dome and in Detroit, he's just better.
Amon-Ra St. Brown?
He's so good.
He needs to
get out of Detroit.
He's
bro.
So good. And then...
Like, it's been 2-3 years now. He's been underrated.
Yeah. I see Lions upsetting. Yeah. I can see that.
That's interesting.
I can see that.
I mean, they put up 33 points against the Bills. You really think they're not going to beat the Lions?
I'm the opposite of a Vikings fan, but I think the Vikings are going to steamroll this game. I don't think it's going
to
be close.
If the Lions win, then they have... Well, I mean, they have a potential to get into the wild card. Mm. But, like, they would...
The NFC is mad weak, so there's definitely a possibility the Lions could get in there.
What are they on, a four-game win streak?
No, they can't get in.
Like, at all?
Yeah, not at all. Like, they would have to win out all.
Makes sense.
Basically.
So that's why I'm taking the Vikings. I think that's a pretty easy decision. Don't you say taking the Lions?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Lions.
Taking Vikings.
Give me Justin Jefferson.
There we go. Bet US. Yeah, place your bets with the link.
That was a pretty easy description. Mm-hmm. Let's move on to the next division matchup. Probably... the best game of the week, I would say. Maybe you could argue second best game of the week. Eagles versus Giants.
Very, very important game for the Commanders.
I let the NFC
very
East
important game
ahead.
For the Commanders. Eagles better. I'm an Eagles fan this week. Eagles bro, better do I better not disappoint.
Yes, fucking tied 2 games.
I can't see a way the Giants win.
You know, I don't see it either. Like,
but the only way is
if Saquon has like 200 yards and the Eagles defense just doesn't show up that day. You know, those happen.
I have Saquon and the Eagles defense.
That happens once in a while that like a run defense just doesn't show up. Like one day they just look out of it, they look gassed, and you know, that's definitely a possibility.
I mean, the Eagles defense, they have a good power, a bull rush. They can stop runs.
But we've seen teams run on them this year. Remember, we were watching that Texans game? And we were like, how are the Texans like not getting blown out? It's because they were running the ball well. We saw the Commanders. Commanders, all they did was run the ball well.
That's a good point.
And run the ball a lot, actually. Not well. They ran the ball a lot.
This next stat is brought to you by BetUS. And the Giants are 7-1 against the spread this season.
Actually,
so
very interesting. I didn't know that.
Like, everybody thinks they suck. And then they just end up winning.
They're all right. Yeah, they're all right.
And they're 2-4-1 against teams with a winning record. I think Miles Sanders is going to put up 100 rushing yards against them.
Eagles are favored by 7 right now.
And if they win this game, they clinch playoffs. And
yeah.
Who?
Eagles.
Eagles.
If Eagles win this game, we move up to 7th seed in the playoffs. So
if Eagles win this game, you should wear Eagles jersey.
I think we're all Eagles here.
Yeah.
Fuck. 11-1, baby.
11-2.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Yes, sir.
I never thought I'd hear you say
and
that.
And New York's defense is ranked 26th right now, rushing defense.
Yeah.
Against Miles Sanders.
That is against AJ Miles Brown Sanders, against Jalen Hurts, against Gainwell, against Boston Scott, still there. I don't know. AJ Brown. They use everybody. Devontae Smith. They use everybody in the running.
AJ Brown had a slump too, but now he's starting to get back in there.
He dominated last week against his whole team.
He's gonna go off again. So
yeah.
I believe it.
All right. Next game of the week, another division matchup. Ravens versus Steelers.
Oh, that's going to be nice.
Very, very good game.
Even though Steelers are ass, that's going to be nice.
I believe Lamar is out again this game.
Oh, fuck.
Huntley is starting. Damn. I think Lamar has a PCL strain, so wish Lamar a speedy recovery. We definitely want him back, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of the most entertaining guys in the league, for
on
sure.
On MVP
for
run.
Sure. Steelers are favored by 2.5 at home.
only because Lamar's out, but
and because they're at home, yeah.
Yeah.
What did that wise man once said, Dodge?
Pittsburgh has won 4 of the last 5 matchups. I just want to say that.
You already forgot.
Anything can happen in a division game.
Yes, sir.
Anything can happen, yep.
And especially with Lamar out.
Oh, yeah.
Do they still have Walmart Lamar?
Yeah, that's who he is. That's who's that. Oh, Huntley, yeah.
He said Walmart Lamar.
I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you mention
him. No, he for real is great. He's great value Lamar. Like,
no, he's actually, yeah.
He plays just like him, yeah, but yeah. Like, that's what you want, right? In your system, you want your backup to be similar, exactly. Similar to your starter, so. I'm gonna just go out and take the Ravens. I don't believe in the Steelers.
Steelers haven't shown enough.
The Steelers only have TJ Watt, and if TJ Watt has a good game, then they have a chance. And maybe.
I mean, as a backup quarterback against a great end.
So. I just like Harbaugh's coaching a little more this year, so I'll take the Ravens.
Same. We're riding with the
it's
Ravens.
Pretty easy.
Yeah, I'll take the Ravens. Yeah.
Pretty easy pick. I just don't see the Steelers' offense is like.
Steelers just surprise us a few times this season, but I don't think they're going to do
it's
it.
It's not dynamic enough. This game. No. The running game is pretty shit. Like,
it's a rookie quarterback.
Najee Harris is supposed to be this great running back. Yeah. I picked him up in fantasy, I think, in both leagues.
Deontay Johnson is like flop. Nowhere to be seen.
I haven't heard his name once.
Like, he hasn't caught a touchdown in this whole season.
Seriously. Wow. That's what I'm saying.
That's what's crazy.
I haven't heard his name at all. Like,
flop.
Last year, a year before, everybody was saying, like, look how loaded the Steelers, like, wide receivers are. And they shipped Claypool off this year. They shipped, let Juju go. Now, who's the best receiver now?
Deontay Johnson was supposed to be the best receiver. Yeah, I don't know what happened to him.
He's not a one. He might not even be a 2.
I benched you in fantasy, bro. <All
right>. He's definitely not seen that. all right, we're all picking Ravens. Pretty easy. Yeah. Let's move on to another division matchup.
All division matchups this week.
This one should be another fairly easy one. Chiefs versus the Broncos.
Give me.
we can't ride Broncos. We can't ride Broncos country anymore.
I thought you were about to take Broncos though.
Nah.
I have a feeling.
Bronco country.
I don't think anybody in their right mind.
Let's retire.
even Broncos fans are probably just like, yeah, we have no chances.
But you saw he was getting yelled at by his linemen like just last week.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like, there is no leadership. There's no like momentum whatsoever for the Broncos right now. Chiefs and they're going up against the Chiefs. So.
Chiefs are favored by 9.5. Yeah. And they're playing at Broncos.
Yeah. The Chiefs, who you said will blow out the war, the fucking Bengals last week by 17.
Hey, man.
He said that?
Bad games happen. Yeah. Bad games happen. Bro, Patty Mahomes is going to be above. Sorry. Going to be above Joe Burrow.
That's fine.
No
one's disputing that
at all.
I mean, Patty Mahomes is going to win this too.
Yeah, there's not like one stat that I'm looking at that like makes me even want to like try to fight the Broncos. Like they have a good defense, solid defense.
Yeah, they do.
But the fact that their offense is like I want to say some stuff that could get me canceled. About
like, nothing. Literally, nobody fits together.
Literally, this entire year, I was just like, what is the vision here? What is like? I don't see any progress thus far.
Do you guys personally know anyone that's a Broncos fan?
You.
No. I feel like I used to. I feel like I used to.
Say it again. What'd you ask?
And do you know anyone that's a Broncos fan?
I definitely used to, but not. I don't think so.
I used to, too.
And I don't think about it. I used to, too.
One person.
You guys been dead ass. You guys.
Yeah,
no. I just remember people. Broncos. I just remember people wearing jerseys to school.
The Peyton Manning. Yeah. Broncos.
Oh, I do know. Fucking
Here we go. Now we all get one friend.
All right. So my point was,
we're definitely not talking.
My point was, no one's riding for Broncos country right now. So
even even Broncos fans are like, since like
riding for their country,
second or third week of the season, they've been saying, get this coach out.
Yeah, but the coaching needs to go.
I don't understand how he lasted this whole year. I think it's because of the money. It has because of the money.
How much do they have left?
I'm not sure how much they're paying him, but it has to be a good amount if they haven't cut him yet.
Yeah.
There has to be a lot of dead cap space or something.
Is it the coach or is it Broncos country?
It's 100% the coach.
Russell Wilson is definitely on fraud watch for sure. Like
75% is coach.
I say 70, but yeah.
Yeah.
5%
is not 5%.
5%
is
tough.
Hey, 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 hey.
Damn,
bro. It's a big difference, bro. He hasn't been that
know
guy.
What he's doing, bro. Like, that coach is like.
We saw it in the first 3 weeks of the season. We were just like, I don't understand how you've messed up 3 games so far, and they're all because of decisions made by the coach.
They're also low scoring, too. They couldn't put up anything.
I think they're historically bad on offense. Like, there was a stat that came up that was like, there's been so many bad teams in the NFL, but at least they can score points in some games during the season. Like, we haven't seen one scoring outburst yet.
At this point, I feel like the Raiders are better than them, too.
Yeah. And that's
maybe just they Raiders, Raiders just ball leads. That's it. That's literally it. But
honestly, just awful. So, yeah, we're done with that game. Shit ass game.
Yeah.
Chiefs, everyone's taking the Chiefs.
This should actually be a decent matchup. Bucks versus 49ers.
Ooh.
You could argue this is the best game of the week.
This is also a very crucial game for
Brady.
Playoff implications. Playoff implications here.
So, I'm a Tom Brady fan, but
you're a Brady fan this week, and I'm a
Purdy.
I'm a Purdy fan.
Fan. Okay. Okay.
Purdy.
Because fuck the Bucks. You know. Obviously.
Here we go.
When was the last time you scored?
I don't see the Saints playing. You know, we don't even talk about the Saints. But so who are we taking here?
You want some stats for this game?
I got
the 49ers running on a 5-game winning streak, while Tom Brady is 7-0 against QBs that are making their first appearance in regular season. I know it's not him playing defense against them, and it's a crazy stat. So
here we go.
Yeah. And Brady has never lost 4 games consecutively ever in his career.
And I feel like he like wants to like always beat the Niners, because like that's I think that was his childhood team. I believe the Niners he's from Cali and all that, right, Brady? So. Yes. He's definitely going to be inspired, as if he's not inspired enough every week, right? Like the animal that he is. But he's definitely going to come in this game wanting to win and wanting to win comfortably. So Niners right now are favored by 3.5 at home.
Bucks' defense is a little bit banged up, too.
Yeah, both teams are banged up. Yeah. Both teams have some big-name players on the injury report. So it'll be...
I got one question.
It'll be a slightly fair game. It's not like one team is completely injured and the other one's healthy. So it should be pretty fair.
What the fuck happened to Leonard Fournette? I remember when he was like a top three, four running back.
He was the first running back picked in that draft class. Uh-huh. And you know who came out of that draft class?
Here we go.
Kamara. I think Mixon came out of that draft class.
Mm-hmm.
Did Dalvin Cook come out the same?
I don't know about Dalvin Cook.
I don't think so.
There was a lot. Like I could look at it right now, bro. Look at the running backs that came out.
Wasn't one surprising thing. Not surprising, it's Tom Brady, but he has the second best touchdown to interception ratio behind Hurts.
I mean, that's Tom Brady.
16 touchdowns, actually, three interceptions.
It's crazy for this season. It's actually crazy.
He's leading the NFC in passing yards, 3,300.
It's Brady.
Bro, listen to these names picked after Fournette. Christian McCaffrey.
That's a
just stop right there now.
Dalvin Cook. Joe Mixon. Mistake. Alvin Kamara.
Mistake.
Kareem Hunt.
Another mistake.
Dante Foreman. I don't know. He was all right.
He was all right.
James Conner still playing. Samaj Perine, who's also on the Bengals right now. Tank Cohen. Joe Williams, who's I don't know who that is.
Right.
Jamal Williams is in that draft, bro. Wayne Gallman. You know who Wayne Gallman is. You remember him? Marlon Mack, still in the league. All these big name running backs, all picked after Fournette. And Fournette got dropped by the team he got drafted by after, what, 3 years? 4 years? Three?
But his first year with the Bucks was pretty good.
He got cut by the Jags. Yeah. It wasn't even like they couldn't come to an agreement. They were just straight up just like, all right, we don't want you.
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy to me because he was still a talented guy.
I think he's just in a shit, like,
I think
he's a shit franchise, bro.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree.
They were not winning shit.
I don't think he's like a very highly motivated like gym rat. Like I think you could definitely tell he's not that he's like out of shape because he's obviously an NFL player, but he doesn't, you know, he's kind of like Zeke. Like he's not the most,
like
you could tell he lost a step, right?
That's just
what it is at the end of the day. He's not a great pass catcher. He's not a great route runner. He's just a bulldozer. I think him and Zeke are very similar at this point in their careers. But I don't know. He's just not that guy anymore.
Does that answer your question?
Does that answer your question?
Yes.
It's very, very long off. Answer, but
very. I actually kind of forgot my question.
So what happened to Fournette?
Yeah. Okay.
Not all that happened. All right. Cool.
A lot of shit.
A lot of shit.
Cool.
All right, he needs to get on a diet too.
What? That's a little fucked up.
It is. I'm sorry.
You know what is more fucked up? The fact that he's saying that with a Harden jersey on.
Harden is not fucking fat.
Wow.
He was hurt.
Yeah, all right.
Wow.
Let's get back to Niners.
If Leonard Fournette is hurt, I apologize for saying what I said, but if you are perfectly healthy, No excuse.
He is. He's not on the injury report.
Well.
Shame on you.
Right now, the Niners, their defense is ranked number one in points allowed. They're only allowing 15.8 points per game. Think about that. How high scoring this league is. Everybody scores 20 points nowadays, like with their eyes closed. Three touchdowns is easy.
Yeah.
They're allowing 15 points.
It's crazy.
I'm telling you. Tampa Bay has a very struggling offense. We saw them against the Saints, what they did. It took them the last 2 or 3 minutes of the game to find any rhythm. That's because Brady always is Brady. Fine in a two-minute drill. But the thing is, defenses just play soft zone against him. So that's a different conversation.
Yeah.
But the Bucs' offense has not been, you know, the usual Brady offense we would expect, right? So
we've been saying that all season for the most part. But still, I mean, he's still putting up great numbers.
Yeah, individual numbers, but they are 6-6. So it hasn't been a great season. I think the Niners are just looking better and better every week.
I agree with that.
They had a great win last week against the Dolphins, which I thought the Dolphins were going to win. And Tua had a bad game. And he just had a bad game out of nowhere. Like, it was just like, oh, it was an off day. But I think the Niners defense put him off. They hit him a few times, and then you get that extra few seconds in your head. You're just like, okay, I got to get it out quicker. They're about to hit me. And that's what the Niners do.
We know what happened with it.
I'm guessing you're going with Niners.
if that didn't tell you I was going with the Niners, then you have a problem. So, yeah, I'm going with the Niners.
Same. I've been going with the Niners for, like, the past 3-4 weeks. I just like the Niners.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Especially after they got CMC.
What do you say, Mr. Harden?
Man, I think... Brady. If they lose this, are they out of the playoff picture?
Who's they?
No, right? No.
Bucks.
No,
Bucks. Oh, the division is. The division is. I completely forgot. Never mind.
6-6 yeah. is their best record ever.
Niners. Yeah.
That's why we needed to win that game last week. Yeah. So we could push these guys, right? But
like, it would help
still,
us.
They still need to win. It's not like Commander it's guaranteed. Fans. It's not like it's guaranteed.
Yeah.
So are you taking.
As a Commander?
I think the 49ers are going to win. I don't think. Bucks don't have much to stop them, let's be honest.
They have enough.
Somewhat.
Because Purdy might not be that guy. He's all right. But you know, we'll see what happens.
I'm taking.
But we remember how much they put
taking
on
Bucks.
Yeah.
Please.
Hey, it's first like one of the few times I've seen you root for Tom Brady.
This is the only time.
I know that's what me and you have in common. We that's don't.
Only
don't,
time
don't
I will.
Don't like Tom Brady.
Do we remember how much they put on CMC at the 49ers? At the Panthers with how ass their QBs were. So I think if Purdy can do the job, then you can just. Revert to CMC.
He's not bad.
No, but you can revert to CMC and just run up the yards.
This is something I want to say, how close the playoffs is going to be for NFC.
Yeah.
If Bucks win, San Francisco, Washington, Giants, and Seattle, they're all like this. One game's behind, half a game behind.
The last few weeks could be mad fun. Yeah.
That's going to be crazy because they still, like, I think Seahawks play 49ers still. We play 49ers still. Like, it's going to be crazy.
It'll be one of the crazier like endings to the season that we've seen in a while. It's a good thing, you know. It's good. You want to see parody in the
one
that
entertainment.
Yeah.
It's entertainment company after all.
Yeah, it is
exactly
right.
Exactly.
Speaking of entertaining games, let's move on to the next game: Panthers versus Seahawks.
I'm going with Panthers.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Purely because of a playoff race.
Hey, man.
Actually, I need the Seahawks to win.
Yeah.
Because. They're a division rival, so looks like we're, you know,
on the boat.
Opposite sides of the table.
I don't want the Panthers to win. We don't need to say any stats. We don't need to say any stats for this bullshit. Yeah. None of us know any stats about this.
I'm not saying the Thor stats, but...
Geno Smith is Geno Smith. We know how good he's been this year. Who's the Panthers quarterback? PJ Walker? Like, I don't even know. Sam Darnold?
Well, what was that? What was that team that they upset? Ooh, Panthers?
The Bucks. Oh, fuck. Division game, so.
I'm going Panthers.
I'm going Seahawks. I don't know how to say much.
Please.
Yeah, Seahawks.
I believe the Seahawks are at home, too. Seahawks. So they have the crowd help. We all know how loud that crowd is in Seattle.
Losing at home?
Nah, Carolina's going to stand up.
You're crazy.
Come on.
All right.
You have absolutely
I already know it. Me and Hamza are going to take the Seahawks.
Yes, sir. Dodge.
Give me the Seahawks, bro. This is 29th in offense, 29th in passing, 25th in rushing.
Let them know.
That's a team...
30th in defense.
Crazier things have happened.
31st in defensive rush. 20th
in
defensive pass.
After all,
it's entertainment.
That is true. That is true. You got a point there. But let's move on to the last game of the week.
Mm.
One of the better games.
Mm.
Definitely better than the last game. Mm-hmm. Dolphins versus Chargers. It's a good game. Herbert versus Tua.
The number 5 and number 6 quarterbacks picked in the 2020 elections.
Very, very two good quarterbacks.
Dolphins are favored by 3, and they're playing at SoFi.
Give me Tua.
No.
Give me Tua.
It's actually a very interesting
It's going to be a
game.
Very,
it's
very
actually,
good game.
I'm trying to think. Like,
I'm telling you, these...
It's a very, very close game.
Tua has close to 3,000 yards. Herbert is at like 3,300 yards. They both have 20, 21 touchdowns.
So also, do you know who's away from some stats? You got also Waddle, 28 yards away from 1,000 yards. Him and Tyreek are going to be the second second teammates to put up 1,000 yards in one season.
Who's the first?
I remember. I don't remember who's the first duel.
I don't
know. it happened like back in some like years ago.
Crazy duel.
They're second to do it.
2015.
Here we go.
Washington.
You're
Redskins.
Lying.
Wow. DeShaun Jackson, Jameson Crowder.
Are you being dead ass?
Yeah.
2,000 yard receivers.
And Pierre Garçon was. There's three. Bro, check it up.
You had 3,000 yard receivers in the same season.
Yes.
That's actually wild.
Do we make the playoffs that year?
Yeah.
And where do we end
there's
up?
How far did we go? First round?
Your,
first round.
first round. Check the stat of the day right there.
Please actually check that. But I'm like 99.9% sure.
I was gonna say like maybe like Jerry Rice and like his other teammate probably like.
I know Pierre Garçon and Jameson Crowder are gonna lights out.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
But also, I mean,
bro, one other thing about this game,
still insane. Waddle and Tyreek.
One other thing about the Dolphins, Mike McDaniel, bro.
Amazing, yeah, amazing.
Who
would have thought a team would get better with an offensive coach? Only everybody else in the league. You know? It's not like we could have predicted that. Maybe the Saints should take notice and not hire a defensive coordinator as a head coach next.
The quarterbacks all like they're top four. Mm-hmm. I mean, Tua and Herbert, right behind Allen and Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
So. I don't know. And they're both leading their teams to a playoff.
I think last week was the first week Tua lost a game that he started and finished. So
That says
and that was against a very, very good Niners defense. Yeah. I'm not sure who exactly was. It was some, I don't want to say Hall of Famer. Was it a Hall of Famer? It was some like notable like NFL guy. I think he might have been retired or he could be an analyst. He said that the Niners defense has shades of like the steel curtain back in the day with the Steelers and shades of like the prime Chicago Bears like defenses. Like he was saying the 49ers are set up in that same way and they play that same style. So when anybody says says anything like that, you know that defense is legit.
Mm. Yeah.
And they're injured still, the Niners defense. So the Dolphins went up against them last week and they had trouble. So the Chargers defense is like the opposite of that. They have holes everywhere. Their corners have been lackluster the whole year. J.C. Jackson was a disappointment.
Their rush defense ranked 28th.
Their line has not been good. And the main thing that jumps out to me is Brandon Staley was supposed to be a defensive coach. And what is this, 3 years now? 2-3 years now? And we haven't seen the defense make any insane strides. So I don't know how Brandon Staley is still there. I hope he gets fired after this year because how have you not made the playoffs with Herbert once? Sean Payton might go. But how could you not make the playoffs last year with that, you know, last week game against the Raiders? And you couldn't beat that Raiders team.
They lost.
That Raiders team was not better than this year's Raider team. Like, they're the same. They're the same teams. They're just mids. So I don't know how Brandon Staley is still there. And because of that reason.
Here we go.
I'm taking the Dolphins.
Taking the Dolphins too. Chargers defense.
I don't see
terrible.
One thing that sways me to the Chargers besides Herbert.
Maybe and Keenan Allen.
Yeah, give me Dolphins.
it's Kevin's all
also, year. I'd like to pause real quick.
Go ahead.
It was 2016, actually. DeShaun Jackson and Pierre Garçon, 2016.
That's lit.
Wow.
Not the third.
It was three. You said Jameson, Pierre, and you said some other.
I don't know where Jameson Crowder's stats are right now.
You said DeShaun, some bullshit.
Trying to find those.
I don't believe you. I don't believe the three receiver thing. Two, I believe.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Three is insane.
Give me 5 more minutes.
Three is insane.
2016 was also the last year the Dolphins have made the playoffs.
Wow. So a lot of stats out there.
Yeah.
There are a lot of key elements that change for the Dolphins. Their coaching.
Everything.
Quarterback. He didn't change.
This is also a primetime game.
It should be, bro. Fucking deserve
game.
It.
Yeah. 8 o'clock game.
It's going to be a great show out. Offensive show out. Maybe Keenan Allen will get...
I want to see 50 points.
Like 35 targets.
Right. Okay, guys. So we all picking Dolphins? Cool, 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 cool.
Yeah, I'm Dolphin. I'm Dolphining.
Just kidding. It was only two people. I knew but it. But we were the two people. We were the team.
I knew it.
First time ever?
Three is insane.
That was the first
time. Yeah, three is insane.
Three is insane.
I thought... Yeah.
Okay. That was the first time ever, right?
I think so. Really? I don't know. I don't know. There has to be way more.
I think there has to be way more. At least one more.
The stats said the other second.
Maybe.
I could be lying.
Could be wrong.
The stats could be lying, but I don't know. They never do that.
That's why we check them. NBA. Well, that's why we check them.
Sure. Is that why?
Check stats. Stat check.
Yeah. Last week we talked about how Devin Booker was dropping 51 points on whoever the fuck they were playing. I don't remember. And now they just got obliterated by the Celtics, who are now 21-5.
I think Kanye has something to do with that. Wow. Sorry.
That's the first thing. That's the first thought.
I mean, yeah, that's, let's be honest.
Are we started?
Yeah.
I mean, what'd y'all say?
Did you not hear Kanye over here?
What did he say?
I think the
Suns' downfall has a direct correlation to Kanye.
I don't think it's necessarily Sun's downfall when you're playing the Celtics, bro.
He might be on to something, bro.
Low-key.
Chris Paul this season has been very iffy, and I think he knew that some shit was going to get dropped on him this year.
Yeah.
And then as soon as it dropped, what has Chris Paul done?
He saw all this shit with Kanye, and he's like, oh, shit.
He's like, oh, shit.
You know, I'm about to expose.
He's like, my time is coming.
Bro, it was funny as fuck. Chris Paul was trending. I was like, don't tell me.
It was so weird. It was so weird. But then... Even Cameron Payne played better in that game. I mean, yeah, he got the garbage minutes at the end of the game, but, like, come on. Chris Paul, like, only putting up, what, 4-6 points, barely putting up any assists or anything like that. The way the Celtics played, however, was just...
Celtics are hot.
They were just on point with everything. You got Williams hitting shot, and they're missing a few key players, but it's like they don't need them. They're not playing... It's not like a one-player basketball. It's like... It's just... They're playing as a team, as a unit. Like,
yeah.
Just moving it perfectly.
The Celtics are, like, far ahead from all these other teams in general. Really, like, for the future, too, and, like, right now.
Right now, like, for sure.
They're way, like, ahead of all these other teams. And it's not a bad... Like, you know, Celtics are amazing. Yeah. But, you know, you expect Suns to, you know, perform some type of way. But, bro, like, you're playing the Celtics. Like, don't... Yeah, no. You can't say it all about the Suns... Just because of this game, you know?
Yeah, no. I know that. But the Celtics are about to get Robert Williams back soon and then Gallinari the next season. So I see what you mean by, like, they have a great future as well. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
The Celtics have two players in the top 20 for scoring right now. Mm-hmm. Two players in the top 20 for points per game. Jason Tatum is 10th in defensive rebounds. Smart is 5th in the league in assists. Let's see. Brogdon is 1st in the league in 3-point field goal percentage. I don't know how, but Grant Williams is 1st in the league in true shooting percentage. Mm-hmm. Bro, I could literally keep going. Like, they have two players in the top 20 for a field goal percentage. I don't the Celtics are insane.
Yeah.
I don't see anyone beating them
in a 7-game series except maybe the Warriors. If they get
their defense,
if they get fully into rhythm, like Clay is firing, Steph is firing, Poole is firing,
they have a chance,
but only by outscoring. There's no way that they can hold them.
I don't see the Warriors.
Maybe the Bucks, because if their big three gets going, I know the
Middleton.
The Bucks are still good right now. But yeah, Middleton needs time to get back into it. Holiday, you know,
Cleveland.
Holiday needs to find his rhythm. Cleveland is a good team.
Cleveland is a very good team.
They're still too young.
They're like young, but
it's only their first year with Mitchell. Then I don't know how much, you know.
But that just shows how good. Like,
I know they're very good. No, I'm not saying the Cavs are bad. They're very, very good. But the Celtics just came off a finals loss, and then somehow they look as good, if not better.
They definitely got
after.
Better. They definitely.
And
got
usually
better.
When that happens and you lose from the finals like that, you usually have a slump. Some players leave, especially their coach is not the same coach, right? Mm. The fact that they're keeping this momentum is it's insane. I didn't think they were going to do this. So my only three teams that could beat them in 7 games, if they're healthy, is the Warriors, the Bucks, and the Nets.
For me, I think it's I think it's Celtics.
If they're healthy, yeah, bro.
I think it's Celtics, Bucks, Cavs. I don't see the Warriors beating them. I can see the Nets. I can see the Nets. If Kyrie and KD,
Nets,
like...
2 or 3 weeks ago when we were talking about this shit, everybody was still making fun of the Nets. Like, what are the Nets doing? What is Ben doing? What's doing? In just 2 or 3 weeks of continuity of Kyrie being in every game. I know Simmons missed a few games, but Simmons before that was playing a lot. And he just came back tonight. Most of the team is playing, and they're already in the fourth seed.
They're 7-3 in their last 10
games. And they're looking to go even higher. They could catch up to the Cavs. You never know if the Cavs could fall off, you know? They're still a young team, so...
The reason why I don't say Warriors is because... I know they're, like, not on the same page either, but they need Klay Thompson, right?
They're definitely having struggles, yeah.
He's just struggling way too much. I don't see him...
He's also forcing a lot of shots.
Way too much,
like,
dude.
When I'm watching games and, like, Curry's not playing, then I'll see Klay is, like, 8 for 25. I'm like...
Yeah.
I'm like, if you were 8 for, like... If he was like 4 for like 12 at some point, if he was like 5 for like 15, it's like, why are you still shooting that many shots? Like,
it's hard to be that same player off, like, of injury. Really.
Yeah,
like,
I feel
really
bad because he wants to get back to that guy. He wants to be that guy.
Yeah, but that's hard.
I feel like he's never been like a 25-shot, 30-shot per game kind of guy. Like, this is not his game.
He can be.
He'd be trying to force too much, and then I've seen a lot of Warriors losses come because he takes too many shots.
Yeah,
he's taking shots away from Jordan Poole. When Jordan Poole starts this season, he's averaging like 25, 26 points per game. And I don't know, like 5, 6 assists, 5, 6 rebounds. So I know it's going to be hard for Klay to swallow this pill, but I think it's time that Poole has...
Take over.
Yeah.
Poole has taken that
second spot
shooter.
Klay's a great player still. He's a good shooter, obviously. Great, one of the best shooters ever. But I think he needs to...
Poole is closer to Curry than Klay right now. Like,
sure, but I know what you're trying to say. Yeah. But do you guys think Steve Kerr needs to have a talk with Klay and be like, "Yo, bro, like"?
I definitely think so.
Like,
but I think he also wants
still
him.
You're still a Hall of Famer, but you need to, like,
I think he
roll it back a little bit. Yeah. When I think Curry's not there.
I think he also wants him to shoot more like that.
There's only one way to get rid of him, right? A shooter has to shoot. I agree with that, but it's like a lot of games that he's shooting way too many shots.
I just don't think he's going to get back into
that. And we saw it towards the end of last year, too. End of last year, we were saying the same thing, like, Klay's not the same.
He's not.
But then he picked it up in the finals. He picked it up in the playoffs. He was doing his role.
So Poole hasn't been the same either.
Yeah, Poole's
yeah,
on.
That's true.
It's not like he can fully depend on Poole right away.
Mm. I agree, but I feel like it's time for the Warriors to be like, Poole, we're going to give you a little bit more of a role.
Yeah.
A little bit, I mean, he already has a green light. But and I don't know. I said my piece.
I mean, there's just a lot of inconsistency too. Like, they're 11-2 at home, and then 2-11 at like
away.
They just won in one of their first away games like a week or two ago. It was very recent that they won an away game.
6-4 in their last 10 games.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, I don't know. I mean, but the Pelicans are riding the top.
Yeah, I was gonna.
They're tied with the Suns and Grizzlies, but the Pelicans have been.
Pelicans are big right now.
Way better, 8-2 in their last 10. Five games winning streak.
Might have said that at the beginning of the year. That watch out for the Pelicans this year. Their big three is an insane big three, and CJ McCollum has been playing bad this year.
Yeah.
Not even like fine. He's been playing bad this year, and they're still doing this well. And Zion has missed games, and Ingram has missed a lot of games. So.
Yep. Zion is getting fouled like no other.
You have to.
I get that. But what else can you do? Insane.
The Nuggets coach, Malone, he said there's nobody in the league who can guard Zion 1v1. Nobody can. If it was one person in the league you could choose to guard Zion 1v1, you might choose Giannis.
Yeah.
But like even then, we saw Zion strip Giannis like in his rookie year.
In Zion's rookie year,
he stripped him like that. So. We all know when Zion's on the court, he's one of the most dangerous guys in the league. So
that's true.
The Pelicans keep up this pace. I think they're a very, very hard team to beat in 7 games.
I agree.
Without Zion, you could beat them because they don't have that X factor. Like Ingram's the number one, and then McCollum's the number two. And we kind of saw that in Portland when CJ was a two. It's just like, all right, how far could you really go with McCollum as your two? But McCollum as your three. It could go a long way.
Zion's field goal percentage is 59.6.
He's very, very efficient. Like, he's never been an inefficient player. So he only takes high percentage shots, and it's hard to stop him from getting those spots. So Pelicans, man. Look out for them Pelicans.
They did get beat by the Grizzlies, which is
another
team tied up for number one right now with 16 wins.
What y'all think about the Grizzlies? You think they have a legitimate shot at a title?
Hell yeah. Ja Morant is... I don't want to just say like it's all just him. It's not.
No, it's not.
The whole team
is amazing. The coaching is amazing. Mm-hmm. The chemistry is amazing.
It's like everything
you want out of a team like the Grizzlies have. It's like kind of like jealous.
I'm looking at it right now is like I can see them beating the Suns in a series. I can see them challenging Pelicans series. I think
Pelicans Grizzlies would be an insane playoff matchup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like both young. If talent. Both were healthy, Ja or Zion, bro, like. I don't think there's many better matchups than that.
Yeah, I think they can make it out. I think there's going to be a couple of teams that are still going to be pushing like later on. Like Golden State, I think
the Kings,
they will.
The Kings are making a push. The Jazz are making a push.
Clippers will push later.
The Mavericks, we know, obviously. Yeah. And the Blazers are not bad. The Clippers are not bad. The Lakers are terrible right now, but we know they can make that push. We know they have the talent for it. Mm-hmm. We saw them beat the Bucks just last week, I think, or maybe a week and a half ago.
I think so.
The West is very, very close, man. Like
they got beat by the Nuggets.
The West has a lot of talent. Like people might say there's no like insane team in the West that's like separating, but I mean that just
I mean if you look at the standings right now, most of them are like almost tied.
That's just that's kind of what you want. 16, yeah. You want like 10 to 14 teams in contention for a playoff spot. Like you don't want just we know which team's gonna make the playoff. You don't want to worry about it. Like, we want to see an interesting season. I think that's what we're getting.
I think Clippers are gonna make a big push.
Luka needs more help. Luka is doing great.
We need to talk about the Clippers real quick. Mm. Why is Kawhi not getting more slander than he is for missing as many games as he has in the past 2-3 years?
Because I think they're trying to be careful with them.
Why do you think that guy...
They're trying to be careful. Yeah, exactly.
They're trying to be careful with them. When they first brought him back, they were like, the coach, fucking Lou Williams.
No, Tyler Lou.
Lou Williams? Come on now.
Sorry, I'm focused on the wings. All right. But he said, he's like, I'm only putting Kawhi in if we need him to, like, win the game to close it out.
He hit a game winner.
So his time is kind of limited to, like, how much the Clippers need him at this point. Because, you know, like, John Wall has been doing good. PG has been doing good.
We know the team is not the team without Kawhi and PG.
No, that's true. That's very true.
I know how good they can be and that they're being cautious with him. I'm saying...
They also played without him for a long time.
Why are we not hearing about it more? That
it's Kawhi.
Kawhi's
nobody ever talks about.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if Ben Simmons missed this amount of games, the Kawhi's only played like 5 games this year, bro. Like 4 or 5, 6 games. If Ben Simmons only played 5, 6 games this year, you know, we would hear about it every single day. Like Ben Simmons is not suiting up again. Ben Simmons ruled out for tomorrow. Or if Embiid or if Harden was out, we would hear these narratives.
I think that's just not started for him.
It's a different situation.
I think Kawhi gets a lot of breaks because he's a quiet guy and because he won the championship with the Raptors.
He's already
championship in the Raptors that really saved his career.
That saved everything because if he didn't win that and he was doing this
he's a great player.
I'm saying if he didn't win that and he'd be doing what he's doing right now still, then people would be looking at him way different.
But also, you have to remember he already played on the Clippers, so people have seen him play.
I know, but I'm saying they haven't reached the ceiling.
It's true. Like he's more quiet, more reserved, so he doesn't get as much attention.
I mean, they're above 500. They're one game above 500.
You think PG is upset that he's like, damn, why did I come to LA?
I don't think so.
LA's been a good change for him.
He likes it. He likes LA. He's an LA guy.
He never has his co-star next to him. Like, I don't think PG wanted to come and be the guy. He wanted to be Kawhi's right hand man.
But it'd be different if he wasn't winning. They're still winning.
Bro, they're one game above 500.
But you're losing your best. You don't have your best player on the court. Like you're still winning. You know, that's still a good thing.
That's impressive.
It's very impressive.
I think Kawhi will slowly get his minutes increased as this.
He should.
Like,
they're slowly introducing him to like the game.
I understand all that. I just wanted to.
If I was a Clippers fan, I would be upset.
Kawhi is not getting enough slander out there. That's all I wanted to say.
Just want to point out, John Wall is about to start his first game.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, another slander.
He's playing amazing.
Because Reggie Jackson is playing like ass. That's why.
Another LA team
should have started in the beginning.
Let's transition to the Eastern Conference.
John Wall.
Eastern Conference.
Wait, you missed out on LeBron and AD.
We'll get back to it. let's transition. Real quick. I want to talk to Here we go. The Sixers fan right in front of me with the James Harden jersey on. What do you think about the Sixers right now? They are 12-12. Harden just came back from injury.
500.
He just came back from injury.
Just came back from injury.
Just came back
from injury. They are, right now, as you speak, they are playing the Lakers on ESPN.
Up by 10.
They are up by 10.
Wow, against the Lakers?
Up by 12.
Wow.
Okay.
With 9 seconds left in the third.
Just want your thoughts so far in the season. And what is your hope? What do you think the ceiling is for this team this season? The
ceiling is a championship. It is, as it should be for every team. But yeah. I think Embiid is insane.
You think the Sixers could
30 points per game?
You think the Sixers could beat the Celtics in 7 games?
If they play the way that they played when Harden wasn't playing for some reason, yes. if the role players could play the way that they were playing when Harden was there.
You know why?
Because they got more time. You get more shots. Yeah, for sure. But if they could do that shit, any other time, I agree. Yes.
The Sixers were playing insane when Harden and Embiid weren't there.
Like, made no sense. We were beating good teams. Like, it was nothing.
It was like they were finally using Tobias Harris.
We've
never seen him be used like that with Harden and Embiid like, ever. I mean,
Yang was a big factor.
There's not enough touches to go around. But
Korkmaz, both the shakes or the
Milton's.
Yeah, fucking. But I think. I don't want to short sell them. I think they're in a good position. I know. I think they're eighth right now.
Eighth, yeah.
Yeah, but that's not a bad spot to be right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of teams like four to ten who are around the same record. So,
I think the Sixers will pick it up.
They have a lot of things to work on. Defense is a big thing.
I don't think they're anywhere close to winning a ring.
Oh no, I don't. Yeah, no, I don't agree. I agree. I don't think they're close to winning a ring.
I don't think they're built. I don't think they're built the right way.
I think they're going to be max.
Maxie still hasn't been in.
They could make the conference finals. If you know some other shit goes right, they could definitely make the conference. But
seeding wise, I say 6 or 7 seed.
Max?
Mm-hmm. No, I think top 5.
I think max is 5.
I think Toronto's better, and I think Toronto's better. I think Toronto's better. Brooklyn's better. Cleveland's better.
Yeah.
Cleveland is
Boston
really good.
Bucks are better. Hawks, maybe.
No.
If the Heat pick it up, maybe. The Heat right now are not very
good. We lost to the Heat because
good.
Embiid wasn't playing.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
If Embiid is healthy, a player that's dropping, I think his points per game is 30 or 30 plus. I mean, I don't think it's a lie.
The Sixers Big Three just haven't played a lot of games this year together. It's still early in the season, but you know, that's
a concern. Harden has a double-double.
That's a concern.
Already?
That's a concern when your three best players are not playing that's together.
All you care about. Embiid has 29 points. Melton has fucking 20 points the whole quarter left.
Lakers have no defense, but that's something.
PJ Tucker, but I'm sorry. I wanted to support PJ Tucker a lot.
I told you from day one, PJ Tucker is washed.
Oh my God.
He's washed, bro.
This
man is 36 and they brought him to be like a primary defender.
He just sits in the corner and just chucks up.
The corner part, I understand, because that's
fine.
He's
not making any of them.
Him and fucking Paul Reed. Paul Reed has done nothing at all. I don't know why he's still in the lineup.
You know what pisses me off about Paul Reed? He had his career game against the Nets.
Yeah.
this man drops 4 points every single game, and then against the Nets, he dropped like 20. And then like 10 rebounds.
We need consistency.
That happens almost with every other team. We might as well just transition to the Nets as well.
Let's just fully get into Brooklyn's beer.
Kyrie back.
Go ahead. Harry, as a Brooklyn...
I'm going to let...
I'm about to call him a native.
KD fan here. Thanks. Start first.
Thanks.
Mr. Hamza.
Go ahead. Damn. Dropping my whole government name.
Dropping government.
How do you feel about the Nets and their position in the standings right now?
That's all right. I mean, you're going to start off the season bad and everyone's going to critique Ben Simmons for whatever. They're not going to click right away. I said this earlier, like in a different episode from like last week or two. Mm-hmm. Told you, it takes time for players like this to click in, and now you got Kyrie back from all that happened outside the court. Mm-hmm. He's clicking up, and you know, pass to KD, get the shot done. They're beating any team that they can.
KD is averaging 30 points this year.
Yep, and now Kyrie's back. Hopefully, Simmons will be back.
He's averaging almost 7 rebounds and almost 6 assists with 1.7 blocks per game.
Yeah, we need though, you need like the role players to play up a little bit better. I mean, Joe Harris has to get better.
Joe Harris has to pick it up.
Like he has to. He needs that.
He'll have like one good game every two or three or four games. He'll have one good game.
Joe Harris, I need you to play like Graham Williams, please. 100%, 100%. It's all shots. 14 points. That's it. Just get off. Like 100%.
The Nets want to hit the ceiling. Joe Harris has to be a factor.
Yeah, KD.
At least a threat on the 3-point.
KD is going crazy. Obviously, Kyrie came back and he's dogging.
He's averaging 25.
But the only thing I see that's gonna probably fail the Nets is the bench. Literally, yeah. That's all they need, help on the bench, and that's it. If the bench can perform somewhat,
the bench is very streaky. Because sometimes they'll go off. They'll go off. Who did we just play? Was it the Raptors or was it the
Wizards?
Charlotte.
Hornets?
Charlotte. Yes.
I think it was Charlotte or it was the Raptors game that the bench, it was like the first, it was like the second quarter and the bench point, they already had like 20, 30 bench points, which never happens. Like, if your bench can come into the game scoring 15, 20, 30 points like that, like early on, then you're going to win almost every single game. That's just how it goes. We know the Nets starters are good.
That's facts.
Every championship team is a good bench. So that was a good point that you brought up.
Okay. Yeah, I just think if the bench picks it up, they'll be over.
If they're a healthy team, there's not many teams that could beat them in seven games.
Seth Curry kind of needs to pick it up as well.
He's been getting better.
He put up like 25
against the Hornets. Because, I mean, his dad was in the building. Had to show out. But
just fly his dad everywhere, please.
Yeah, man. Things looking up for the Nets, bro. Like first few weeks of the season was looking dreadful.
Yeah.
It was like we were like 10th or 12th in the East, and now we're 4th. So, yeah. I think the Nets are also averaging the most blocks.
Claxton, what's crazy though,
the and most I'm blocks total, and they get most blocks per game, which
Claxton.
Is
like crazy because the Nets are
not known for they're not known for defense. So, averaging that many blocks is it's encouraging.
Claxton's
Steve Nash. Yeah. Steve Nash. Oh, if you're watching this. You should have quit. Stop, should have quit in the offseason like a man.
Nah.
If we're doing this, you Dan Snyder.
If you're a star player, if you're
a rogue employee,
if you're a star player, they didn't want you, and he said that, then you should have been a man and be like, all right, I don't want to coach this team. But you wanted to be a and you wanted to stay on the team.
All right, this is a great time to bet on BetUS.
I don't want to upset you even more. No, for real. KD's point per
Steve
game.
Nash should have left earlier. Steve Nash should have left earlier. We're cooking with Jacques Vaughn.
Jacques Vaughn, he's balling.
I've never heard the Nets coach be that vocal as I've heard Vaughn. Every time you go up and down the floor, next time you watch the Nets game, Vaughn is standing there clapping stuff so loud the cameras pick it up. He's yelling any player's name, like yelling voice's name. Steve Nash is sitting on the sideline. Like, good job. Nothing, no emotion, no nothing, bro. The one time you show emotion, you got to.
Isn't Ancelotti like that?
Here we go.
Ancelotti has won the most.
Crazy thing though. You said KD
can't even hear KD's you on the
stat line, right? What?
I said you can't even hear your coach on the stat line.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's different.
Old soccer.
That's different.
You know what Embiid's stat line is? This is actually like
is this for the year?
Yeah.
But he's only played like 10 games, so.
He's fucking so what?
He's only played like 10 games, bro.
So what?
His stat line's gonna be insane. It's like 30-10-10 probably.
39-5.
That's terrible.
How?
I thought you were going to say 30-10-10, bro.
No. 30-10-10? 39-5.
Luka's averaging like 39-9.
Luka, this fucking doing everything. Luka needs more help.
I'm fucking with you. Yeah. I'm fucking with you. But
Embiid
hasn't played that many games this season. Still, how many games has he played?
I think nine.
Nine games?
KD has five more games.
KD's averaging... Who?
KD has five more games.
KD has played 26 games this season, buddy. The fuck are you talking about?
Get your facts right.
My bad.
Check your stats.
Embiid played 16. Okay. Embiid played 16.
Check your own stats, bro.
25-16. That's why it's there. But it's fucking, bro, if he keeps doing this, bet. Plus, he started the year not that good. His first two games were not good.
He's out of shape. Giannis was wilding on him in the first few weeks. I remember that.
Giannis came in like he wanted to play. Embiid came in like
he didn't want to play.
He'll ramp up to it. Yeah. He did, bro. Continue doing what you're doing, big dog. Killing it. KD, we're gonna do better than him.
Yeah,
hey, I'm kidding.
Both of y'all have received yellow cards.
What else you guys want to talk about?
Hometown boy.
Want to talk about Washington?
Wizards?
Quick little Washington.
Yeah, give us an update.
Mr. Thurnsing, how do you feel?
I think
the man with the Los Angeles hoodie, who is a
for John Wall. For John Wall.
Go ahead, Washington.
All right, so I don't even know how to summarize it, bro. It's we're playing like we did last year. Defense, no. Nothing there. All offense, yeah. But the thing is, we have depth, right? We had depth last year, too. Wes Unseld just doesn't know how to use it.
You think he's a problem?
He's been the problem since last year.
Really?
Yeah. His lineups and rotations are not it. Like, he'll put Beal out for the whole third, fourth quarter. Beal's already injured, but he doesn't... There's rarely been times where he puts Porzingis, Beal, and Kuzma in together.
Yeah, it's like...
It's only when it's fourth quarter, crunch, like, crunch 2 months. Crunch. Like, but why? Why do that?
They don't have rhythm at that point.
No rhythm whatsoever. And it's just the rotations and everything are messed up.
Actually, didn't know that. That's actually like a big deal.
It's a very big deal.
Each player doesn't know the role in a big three.
And that's what happens when...
Each player has to know the role in a big three. They need to know who's the guy to do what.
Like, the thing is, Kuzma and Porzingis, they play really well together because they're always subbed in together. Always.
Interesting.
But Beal is never subbed in with Porzingis and Kuzma, so he's never really... And then they bash on Beal because he's playing with all the bench players. That doesn't make sense.
I mean, you're making him come off the bench.
He's very pass first nowadays too. I think
very pass first because
he's playing with the bench guys. Yeah, because he's like, all right, I gotta get these guys going.
Exactly,
like, I can get my own whenever. So he's doing like a LeBron. And just let me get my guys involved.
Wes Unseld's not a defensive coach; he's a very offensive. Mm-hmm. You can tell,
guys can score your ass off 100%, especially when Kuzma was firing.
I think
Kuzma said, "Run the point through me."
Bro. I mean, bro, he's killing it.
Right, a few games that he did, he was averaging like 30, like 6-6, some bullshit like that.
There's also been sources where like they want to trade Kyle Kuzma. Wizards want to get a first round draft pick.
Some rumors that Kuzma could find himself on the Nets in Brooklyn.
Wild.
Bro, single time any rumor comes up, somehow the Nets want.
It's somebody. It's a real thing. Is Kuzma, if I'm being, Kuzma and John Collins have been looked at by the Nets.
If I'm being honest, knowing the Wizards. Front office,
they would make that trade,
but I'm saying like this would be good if we make the trade because knowing Wizards off front office, they'll fucking give him the max deal or some shit next year and just fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like that deal with Otto Porter.
Yeah,
like
I was just about to say.
I'd rather get him traded when he's hot, to be honest. But
it's not a bad idea because I mean, you're not winning it. Like I mean, we know where to know this, but you're not
exactly
winning anything with Kuzma, Porzingis, and Beal, right?
So exactly. So
trade Kuzma while he's high. You know, that's pretty smart.
Because I just know for a fact.
It's a little too smart for the Wizards.
I just know for a fact Kuzma or Porzingis is going to get the fattest deal if Porzingis?
Definitely not Porzingis.
Porzingis?
He has too many injuries.
Kuzma?
Maybe.
Maybe. Right?
But not like a super max.
Not a super max.
Right at the edge of a max. Edge of a max.
But that's what I'm saying. Like the Wizards front office would do something like that.
Because it's hard to attract good players.
Exactly. So I'm thinking of it as a good thing that we're looking for trade options for Kuzma. But we'll see how it goes. I just don't like the coaching in general. So that's what it is.
It's nice to hear a different perspective, you know?
Very interesting. We'll see how it goes, though, here in D.C.
You think that's, like, pretty widespread that Wizards fans don't like the coach?
Yeah, 100%. The community does not like him.
Hey, man.
As much.
Changing a coach is a big deal. It makes a difference on any team that you see that changes a coach. You can instantly tell the difference because once a team doesn't buy into that coach anymore, they don't play with heart for him anymore.
I mean, he had all the pieces. Literally, like, the first year he coached, he had the crazy amount of depth, but he couldn't do anything with
it. Was that Westbrook year? First year, right?
No.
Yeah, that was his first year. But Westbrook year, because Westbrook was there for one season. That was
no. It was the one. It was one last year. That was not
last year. Was his first year?
Last year was about Westbrook.
Yeah.
So last year was his first year.
Was not there.
But Westbrook was not there last year.
Yeah. So last year was his first year.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So who was the coach with Westbrook? Brooks.
It was Brooks.
Scott Brooks.
Okay. And then, but I think he just doesn't know how to use. And that's hard, you know, like finding rotation and shit. But I mean,
there's only one way to find out, right? You play them together. Yeah. Like you were saying.
But the thing is, when he came into being a coach, he said, "I'm focusing on defense for this team."
Yeah, my ass.
There's no defense whatsoever.
I only see Gafford and Porzingis playing defense.
I see teams scoring like 75, like at the half.
Easy.
That's easy. Like, this is really bad. Really, really bad. Offense, like, I have nothing to say, but like...
Welcome to my club, bro. Welcome to the club.
Same as the Warriors.
That's all Brooklyn's been for 4 years now, so...
Yeah. It's bad, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Yeah.
Anything else?
It's a long season.
You guys Beal's out, on? So...
Anything else? Any shout-outs? Questions, comments, concerns?
Yeah. Anything to Harden? While they're playing right now?
Keep doing what you're doing.
Don't listen to him.
All right.
We're good?
It's Clippo. All
right. Nope. We'll get back to it next week.
Yeah, make sure you tune in next week. Thank you for tuning in to this episode, everyone. Hope you enjoyed this one. If you want to let us know what you think about it, you can always leave a review on Apple Podcasts or any other streaming platform. This video will be available on Spotify or YouTube if you're not already watching. You can also stay up to date with everything sports and all the episodes if you follow any of our social media platforms. Just look up Check the Stat 5. I'm Hamza, along with Harry. T-Rain and Dodge. Check the stats.